This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
American jobs are increasingly rotting from the inside out. MarketWatch reports there are now more than 260,000 robots working in U.S. factories. Orders and shipments for robots in North America set new records in 2015. According to industry trade group Robotic Industries Association, a total of 31,464 robots valued at a combined $1.8 billion were ordered from the North American companies last year. The most popular jobs for these robots were industrial, including coding and dispensing, material handling, and spot welding. Blindsided by technological gains and a sick fascination with artificial intelligence, the leftist media spews out reports glorifying an unstoppable race towards the demise of the one thing that has kept America humming along as a global innovator for close to 240 years, skilled labor. The numbers of apprenticing electricians, welders, machinists, etc. have been dwindling in the past 10 years. Forbes reported in 2012, 53% of skilled trade workers in the U.S. were 45 years and older, and 18.6% were between the ages of 55 and 64. The Tampa Tribune reports Ken Simonson, chief economist at Associated General Contractors of America, said the industry is hiring people at quite a strong clip, but at the same time, contractors are saying that they can't find the folks with the skills they want. They're having to pull in people from other industries or people that haven't done it before, which isn't always something you can make do with. It's blatantly obvious that a combination of fundamental factors are leading to a third world future for the United States of America. The millennial generation is simply not interested in a vocational education. Projects will simply not be built in the future or may take much longer as skilled labor is sparse. Also, the unchecked and unethical destruction of American working families, as American companies like Disney have American workers train foreign workers on temporary H-1B visas to replace them. The New York Times reported about 250 Disney employees were told in late October that they would be laid off. Many of their jobs were transferred to immigrants on temporary visas for highly skilled technical workers who were brought in by an outsourcing firm based in India. Over the next 3 months, some Disney employees were required to train their replacements to do the jobs they had lost. One former worker said, "I just couldn't believe they could fly people in to sit at our desks and take over our jobs exactly. It was so humiliating to train somebody else to take over your job, I still can't grasp it." Of course, NAFTA, GATT, CORUS, and the impending sovereign-destroying Trans-Pacific Partnership will and have destroyed millions of American jobs and led cities like Detroit, for example, to ruin in their wake. The robots aren't coming. The robots are here. And it won't be long before automation completely wipes out everything from cashiers to call center operators, taxi drivers, real estate agents, accountants, journalists, internet comment section trolls, etc., etc. It's abundantly clear. The New World Order global governance that has established itself while we were on holiday or working our third job is on the verge of wiping out the middle class and converting the remaining populace into a peasant class. We have all been subjected to a soft, slow war, guaranteeing our demise for decades. Of course, you were never told. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have got so much news coming up that I had to actually not even host that segment. I'm too busy working on these developments in here. We have a Hillary superdelegate on record. We have a video admitting it's all rigged. This is huge. I mean, these people are just out in the open.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
That's right, my friends. There is world government. It is tyrannical, unelected. And it has a worldview. It has a cosmology. It has a spirit. And it's anti-human, pure, unadulterated, eugenics. And this InfoWar is 110% dedicated to overthrowing these tyrants that would enslave humanity forever. It's good to be back in the saddle, ladies and gentlemen. Amazing job with David Knight and, of course, Paul Watson hosting the show with the rest of the amazing crew. I get so negative sometimes looking at all the news and looking at the globalist operations, and I want to fight them so hard that I'm kind of like a race car driver that over revs the engine sometimes and throws a rod. But I've really been retrospectively praying, quite frankly, in the last few months, and asking God, you know, to come into my life even stronger and to give me the discernment, the focus that it takes to really take the fight to the globalist even more. And at the same time, not get so angry and so upset and basically melt down. Where, sure, it's a spectacle, it's fun, it's interesting, it's one reason the show's been successful. But at the same time, the world has gotten so incredibly dangerous. And it's only intensifying and accelerating on a daily basis that we all need to be in game face, game time, zone mode. Because so much is happening. Now, when I say so much is happening, the enemy is moving out in the open because they basically have been uncloaked. And incredibly positive things are happening as well. And so we have to realize that we've got the truth on our side. We understand how the world really works. We understand the globalist agenda, and we know how to stop them. And the most important thing we do to stop them is to educate the public with the actual quotes, the actual statements, the admissions of the engineers about what they're doing. Because the world is so big and is so complex with 7.5 billion people and only 6,000 technocrats managing it, in their own words, they have to put down on paper their battle plans. But they operated as if the public is only watching soap operas and football and would be unable to even read a globalist text, a globalist battle plan, and know how to counter that. And what InfoWars has been able to do, along with many other great organizations that love human liberty, is basically take the globalist own statements and own admissions decades ago and expose that to the public. Then the New World Order came in, countered us, said it wasn't true, said it wasn't happening, said we were liars, tried to censor us and countless others. Much of the public didn't believe us 10, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago in the time of Barry Goldwater. But now it's so ingrained in culture what we warned of, the Patriots. It's so part of the culture. It's so ingrained, and their attacks on us are so ingrained and stand as testaments, huge red flashing arrows pointing at everything that the Patriots have warned the people of the planet about, only illustrating how right we were. The countless books, the movies, the films, the sitcoms, the dramas, making fun of people that believe in shadowy cabals, making fun of people that talk about the imaginary Bilderberg group, making fun of people that claim one day the Pope will call for world government, making fun of people that claim there's a plan to bring in a one world government and a cashless society with total NSA spying and Frankenfoods being forced on the public, and the state coming out announcing your children belong to them. That'll never happen. Don't listen to these crazy people. And now it's all happening. And so the credibility of the liberty movement worldwide, people that just exposed this scientific tyranny being developed, is so incredibly strong now. Before I get into all the news, I want to be clear. InfoWars is the third wave in this. So when folks call in giving us credit, we are only a focal point and one of the brightest focal points in the battle because of the time we came. We came right as it was being rolled out, where you couldn't deny it. Somebody like Senator Barry Goldwater in the 50s, U.S. Senator with classified briefings, with the Pentagon warning him, came out and said there is a multinational banking cartel owned by the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and others that wants to bring in a planetary technocratic dictatorship. These are quotes. You can pull them up. He wrote books on the subject, like No Apologies. And he said there is a plan to take over all religion, all family, all banking, all education, all industry. There's a plan to deindustrialize the West. There's a plan to collapse our borders. There's a plan to end all culture worldwide and bring in this plastic, phony system. You can go read his quotes. There's, again, voluminous numbers of them. Just type in Barry Goldwater quotes on world government, Barry Goldwater quotes on Trilateral Commission. And Americans listened to Barry Goldwater. They organized. People like Phyllis Schlafly and others, they battled. They fought hard. Pat Buchanan. Even Richard Nixon. To a certain extent, that's why they shot him down. Because he was really turning against them. And all these decades later now, it'd be somebody's uncle or somebody's grandma, or it'd be so many times I have prominent people come to me and they say, you know, my grandma or my grandfather would tell me all about the exact stuff you talk about when I was, you know, 6, 7 years old. And, you know, my parents would laugh at them and say, oh, they're just old. They're just kind of goofy. But now I realize grandma was right. Grandma was listening to Barry Goldwater. Ron Paul was listening to Barry Goldwater. I was really thinking about the other day, who is the most prominent person at the beginning of the real resistance to the globalists who really did the most damage to them in a chain reaction? Because the 1950s and 60s are like 10 seconds ago in the scheme of time and space. Who detonated the real bombs on the globalist operation that only today are collapsing them in front of everyone? People like Barry Goldwater. The first wave. Ron Paul, the second wave, at the beginning of the second wave. Matt Drudge, at the end of the second wave. Alex Jones, at the beginning of the third wave. And the waves come faster as part of the singularity paradigm, as you have many singularities building towards a larger singularity, where now we've entered fourth, fifth wave. You'll start seeing sixth, seventh, eighth wave awakening. And instead of it taking 10, 20, 30 years for a new wave, they'll start coming every 3 years, every year, every month, every week, every day, every hour, until there's just total collapse of the enemy operation. That's why they're going to try to launch giant wars, arrest people, create giant distractions to make themselves the savior, to terrorize everyone into submitting to them up front. If you go along with the New World Order, folks, you've signed your own enslavement. You're a fool. And that's all I have to say to people in the system, out of the system. Only a crazy person would be delusional and go along with the New World Order. Because, hey, I guess it's one thing to sell out 30, 40 years ago and live high on the hog and, you know, put it off on your grandchildren and children. But we're not 10, 20 years off now. We're entering the maelstrom. We're entering the squall. We're entering the storm, the typhoon, the hurricane, the tempest. And so, prepare yourselves for legendary events. And you're going to see the enemy pull out all the stops, but you're also going to see good coming out of avenues you would have never expected. It will be spectacular. It's already spectacular, and I'm going to cover all of it when we come back, but just a few examples of this. We talk about superdelegates in the last elections. Even when elections were stolen, the public would read articles saying that's not true. Don't listen to the conspiracy theorists. Just like if they'd have an urban warfare drill and a helicopter crash in downtown Houston, killing a bunch of people, they just go on the news and say it doesn't exist when we had video of it. They play these mind games. But now, I turn on Fox News this morning and they're, can you believe it? Sanders won by 20 points against Clinton in New Hampshire, but will get two less delegates because she has almost all the superdelegates pledged to her. This is stealing the election. And it's not part of the Constitution. It's not part of our system. It was changed by the Democrats in 1972 to steal the nomination from the Democratic candidate. And it was all true. It was like I was watching my show. I flipped over a channel. Same thing was on CNN. So, you see, that's the point we're getting to now, where Bernie Sanders can get up in a debate last night, we're going to play this clip, and say, I'm not part of the Bilderberg Group. I don't get my orders from Henry Kissinger. I'm anti-establishment. So now, you've got the socialist senator establishment, second stringer, folks, total establishment. But he knows the way to beat Hillary is to say,
I'm against the Bilderberg Group secret release, and I'm not part of that.
See how, oh, it didn't exist just 10 years ago. Now it's out in the open. Now you've got to have a real debate. You're stealing elections. You are under the control of foreign elites. You are jacking with the food supply. You see, once they have to have a real debate, it's game over for these people. We do have an occupied federal government. And once the public knows that, game over!
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war as the enemy approached, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastic that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Enproplex, the latest product from InfoWarsLife.com. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Enproplex. And finally, for a limited time, when you buy the synergistic duo of Enproplex and Supermel Vitality together at InfoWarsLife.com, you'll get 15% off and free shipping. That's a limited time.
You've heard Infidel Body Armor ads for years. You've thought about investing in body armor, but just haven't found the time. Stop! Now is the time. You want the industry leader. You need a proven product. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Products made in the USA, designed to protect Americans. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Get yours before time runs out.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid for by Bonner and Partners, an independent research firm.
Fed up after years spent fighting big government in Washington, D.C., a multimillionaire businessman has spent the last 30 years tracking an obscure threat to America. Today, he says it's about to reach a sudden and disturbing conclusion. If he's right, your way of life is about to change very suddenly. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, to your retirement, and the family you want to protect. Now, he's made predictions like this before, and he was right then, too. A few years ago, he warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, he warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. A free video he's released online details everything you need to know at dollardownfall.com. Now, maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to DollarDownfall.com. That's DollarDownfall.com.
Say it like this. Humanity is going through massive change and metamorphosis. Not just Barry Goldwater, but President Eisenhower, when he left office in 1961, warned of a technological elite in control of the military-industrial complex and in control of the future brain trust and development of humanity. And that's because they were involved in a giant underground eugenics program that dwarfs the Manhattan Project. Information warfare, control of society, GMO, cloning, all of it. It's come out. It was going on then. And Eisenhower was freaked out. And he's scared during that speech, and somebody drops something, and there's a crash, and we ought to play the whole 21-minute speech sometime because, well, we played it several times over the years. It is so powerful. And they were taking Eisenhower and Goldwater and people behind closed doors, and they were telling them about America's going to have the super science, no one will be able to defeat us, but we're going to have an engineered society. And Eisenhower was like, you guys are fired. He fired a whole bunch of the different, the DARPA had a different name then, but he fired that head. He fired a bunch of top generals. And then he warned Kennedy. I mean, you know, they came in. The president was running the show then. And he said, no, you're not going to do that. You're not going to jack with people through the vaccines. Eisenhower, I've seen this in a PBS report, learned about secret experiments on black people and ordered them stopped. Of course they didn't stop. And that was what caused a lot of the final civil rights movement, was just people were like, no, we're not injecting black people with syphilis. Stop it. Stop it! But it doesn't matter. Barry Goldwater and Eisenhower are gone. And Eisenhower wasn't perfect. And we've had these scum running the show ever since, and they've basically mopped up now and have control of D.C., but it's so naked. I use that word a lot because there's no better word. They are uncloaked. They are bare. They are out in the open. And they just play these little Jedi mind tricks with people. There's no Bilderberg group. It doesn't matter if Bernie Sanders wins all the delegates, because the superdelegates won't vote for him. That's just the way it is. But at a certain point, the cloak is lowered. I have three articles in the stacks today with government in the United States. This has already happened in England and the UK, announcing that the state is over your children and that we'll co-parent. But don't worry, they're not taking your rights, parents, because you're equal partners. Just like they call the Patriot Act patriotic. They have all these little sick Orwellian terms on purpose. Don't worry, you're getting a new right. You're an equal partner now. That's the feds. Nationwide under Obama, and under Obamacare, and under the Department of Education, where you're going to get your CPS visit every year, and they're not just going to say, oh, your kids aren't hurt, they got plenty of food, we're leaving without warrants. That's bad enough. No, we're going to form a parent relationship with your children for life. A total stranger, when your child is a year old, will be assigned to them and will come and will visit and will watch. And you can argue, well, there's some really bad parents out there. The point is, the more government we get involved, the more society degenerates. It's the government that ended the family. It's the government that changed the tax code to wreck the family. It's the social engineers. We know they're eugenicists ending the family. The textbooks for 40 years, I've shown them to you. The mainline textbooks say the family belongs to a primitive age and must be eradicated. See, they always have these arguments. No one's coming to co-parent your kids. That's made up. Boom, it happens. Well, of course we are. And then I've got stacks of articles here that I'm going to go over, where they are arresting people and ticketing people for street preaching in America. And folks, they're saying, because you were offensive, and the new offense is hurting someone's feelings. We have the Austin University of Texas police, different than APD. You want to know what socialist police is going to be like? This is it. Nobody ever arrested street preachers in this country, folks, not even the Redcoats. But in America, they're doing it now. That's how far we've gone, folks. We're going under tyranny right now. Wicked, naked, bleeding tyranny.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Where the Secretary and I have a very profound difference. In the last debate, I believe in her book, very good book, by the way, in her book and in this last debate, she talked about getting the approval or the support or the mentoring of Henry Kissinger. Now, I find it rather amazing because I happen to believe that Henry Kissinger was one of the most destructive secretaries of state in the modern history of this country. I am proud to say that Henry Kissinger is not my friend. I will not take advice from Henry Kissinger. And in fact, Kissinger's actions in Cambodia, when the United States bombed that country, overthrew Prince Sihanouk, created the instability for Pol Pot and the Khmer Rouge to come in, who then butchered some 3 million innocent people, one of the worst genocides in the history of the world. So count me in as somebody who will not be listening to Henry Kissinger.
All right, so that's the end of the day last night. All right. One more thing about iconography. If you're a radio listener, you can't see this, obviously, but I meant to make this point. not even so much this debate, but the last Democrat debate, the one before that, she's wearing a gray outfit, a pink outfit. The new one is a yellow outfit, and it's canary yellow. And from the 1950s and 60s, the Communist Party women in China and Mao Zedong's wife wear the exact cut, the exact silk outfits. So, again, these are all messages to their people. Hey, I'm a commie. Just like with Obama, remember the artwork of his head turned to the side? The artwork with his head turned to the side is directly from the famous Stalinist, Leninist eras. And then when they have the artist on TV, they go, yes, I like the communist art, and I like collectivism, so that's why we show it as this. And then the White House chooses terms like lean forward and capture the future and all this that is directly out of the Communist Manifesto itself. And, of course, people make jokes out of it with their own posters. You can find the real forward posters with Obama. I mean, that is with the same hand sign as V.I. Lenin. Now, let's go back to Sanders, though. The reason I get so angry at him is I know he's smart, and I followed him in the Senate for a decade. And I've seen him when they need a vote, one vote, to make sure the Fed doesn't get audited or to make sure there's a banker bailout or to make sure then he will vote for Wall Street, the corrupt elements of it. But when there's a whole bunch of votes short or whatever and his vote doesn't count, then he'll vote the right way. He is a calculating manipulator. And he knows exactly what he's doing. And you know, he wants to talk about the Khmer Rouge killing 30% of Cambodia. Yeah, that was the big Brzezinski, too, involved in that big time. But notice he points out the, quote, Republican, to always make it partisan. No, both parties. And it's horrible and it's wrong. But looking at Bernie Sanders, he knows full well what he's doing. Why does he talk about the 84 million killed by Mao Zedong? Why does he talk about the 20 to 30 million killed by Lenin? Same number by Stalin. I love how the so-called left talks about Hitler all day and how Hitler killed millions and millions and millions of people. No one probably even knows. But they admit that Germany's population was 21 million less at the end of the war in 1945. Look it up. The Russians lost 20 million people, too. You never hear anything about the Russians or movies about all the dead Russians, do you? No. Or Russians killed by communists. You never hear about that. Or the Armenian genocide. Or the hundreds of thousands killed by the rebels that the West has put into Syria or Libya. They only tell you about the genocides they want to tell you about that aren't really connected to a political movement. The left is the most murderous killing organization in the world, and it has been since the French Revolution. I've had top historians on, but you can go read the Encyclopedia Britannica. You can go get a book on the French Revolution, folks. It was the opposite of ours. That's why George Washington wrote against it. Jefferson, who was for it at first, turned against it. At one point, the French Revolution wanted to get their hands on Thomas Jefferson and kill him. The Jacobins that led it were an occult organization, basically Satanist, and they wanted to overturn the family, break down all of society, and have a world of living hell. But they would claim it would be for the people, but it wouldn't be. So I should do a special report on the origins of communism so people understand what it is. There was revolution at the peak of the Renaissance in the 1750s and 60s. And into the 70s. There was rebellion across England, across Europe, against the monarchs and against the church. And Adam Weishaupt at Ingolstadt University, who was a Jesuit, you can argue who infiltrated who, it's just a fact. Just like the new Pope wants open borders, except not at the Vatican. They have 200-foot walls, but he wants borders open here. He's going to come pray at our border. Because he's a good guy. Well, they wanted no borders, no religion, no nothing. And so the Jesuit, look it up, created the Illuminati, which was really, it was called the Enlightenment in Europe before that, the Renaissance. It was led by Christians who were non-denominational, and it was led by mystery school folks that weren't into dark occult stuff, but just, it's a fact, but were into esoteric empowerment of humanity. And the Illuminati came in to overplay that and to infiltrate that and to take that over. This is in the Illuminati's writings. And Washington wrote about it and said, we must stop them. And they did stop them here. So for any real revolution against tyranny, there's going to be a counterfeit. And Bernie Sanders is that counterfeit. So is Hillary Clinton. Now, after they have a decade reign of terror, what they normally do is get rid of communism before they officially launched it with Marx and Engels, when it was just the Illuminati before. They have a reign of terror. Then they bring in a strong man like Napoleon Bonaparte. That's their model. Now you ask, well, why did they keep the Soviet Union there for 70-something years? Because they hadn't taken over other countries yet. They were using it as a base of operations in the program for exploitation of that population for the cultural, military, religious invasion of the next. So communism is a system of conquest financed by the royal houses of Europe and by the Vatican. From my research, as best you can tell, to overthrow and defeat real revolutions everywhere and to bring in a total world dictatorship with these elites at the top exempt from all laws. And I'm not saying this is a Catholic conspiracy or a Jewish conspiracy. It's a satanic conspiracy where it takes over the Vatican. It takes over the Rothschilds. It takes over the Jewish orders. It takes over the Protestant orders. It takes over the black groups, the white groups. This is how it controls, is getting into all the groups. I'm going to get more into this into the news, but this is a big, big deal. We have a Hillary superdelegate. I think you were going to bring me in a sheet of paper on that, please? Thank you. You may have. I just don't see it here. Admitting, we're going to premiere this here in a moment, that it doesn't matter how people vote. She's got the superdelegates nationwide. She's going to be put into the nomination. It's going to happen. This is the arrogance. And then they argue that it's the Constitution. No, this didn't happen until 1972. This is the Democratic Party, again, that did this. Now, that said about strongmen, in their final communist takeover, they won't call it communism. It's globalism. And then they will put strongmen in after the takeover phase. And believe me, to all the little socialists and stuff out there, you're not going to be getting anything free, you fools, under this system that really, if you had to call it anything, is fascist. And that's what the corporate branders have done. They have labeled Bernie Sanders socialist, Hillary progressive socialist, and you've got your two choices there when they're bought and paid for by the same interest. And yes, Bernie could say, I'm not bought and paid for on record by these groups, but his ideology comes directly out of them on record. And everything they do, you want to know what's happening? Study the French Revolution. Everything they did in the French Revolution is what they're doing now. Killing the fathers, breaking up the families, engaged in all manner of evil, enslaving people, banning words. I mean, these folks want to abolish reality. They want to play God. They want to trample and be trampled upon. A society that gets crueler and more wicked, to quote George Orwell, who was at the top of the Fabian Socialist, MI6, OSS before that, British Secret Police before that, came from an elite technocrat family, warning you. You want to know the future? It's a boot stomping on the human face forever. Going to Joe Biggs here for a moment. I appreciate him coming in here because part of this was his idea. He really helped popularize the Hillary for Prison shirt, unlike anyone else on our team. And I appreciate that. And the shirt basically sold out. There's a few sizes left, the original. So he said, you ought to make a new one because, you know, that was a limited edition. So it's totally different looking, totally different angle now. The other looks like an official election shirt till you read it closely. So folks want to get in a fight with you until they see it's a joke. And then they buy you a beer. It's happened to Biggs a couple times. But so I said, let's just do one as a joker then. Let's bring that back. What difference does it make? And it's her as the Joker on the front, arch criminal. And then on the right shoulder, it says Infowars.com. And on the back, if Joe turns around, thank you, Joe, it says Hillary for prison. So it's like the front of the old shirt and beyond. So Hillary for prison 2016 and beyond. That's my line. Infowars.com, our great graphics crew, came up with that. And so, again, if you get the shirts, it supports the broadcast, gets the truth out. And then you can go to these events, Hillary event, Trump events, whatever, and it really helps educate the public, and it really helps push this meme. This meme is now popping up all over the place. And I never take credit for stuff that isn't mine. I saw a few of these bumper stickers about a year ago, and then I saw one, you know, about 6 months before we came out with the shirt. And I said, we've got to come up with something like that. So somebody else had the idea. But we really popularized it and pushed it. You have popularized it. You have pushed it. Your purchase funds the broadcast. This is a limited edition. We are selling this shirt until the election. Okay, so you got, you know, up until November, and then that's it. A limited edition. What difference does it make? Infowars.com. What difference does it make if she gets orders from Bilderberg Group and Kissinger? What difference does it make if they ship guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment? What difference does it make if she gets more Wall Street money than anybody else but tells you she's against Wall Street and then scapegoats all of Wall Street when it's the select top doing it? Joe Biggs, what do you think of the new shirt?
I like it. I mean, any opportunity that I can have to go out there and show people and engage in conversation about this person, about this evil human being, I'm all for it. You know, when I was at SHOT Show in Vegas, I was wearing that Hillary for Prison t-shirt, and to see the smiles on people's faces, to see the military react, to see these operators that have been to Benghazi, you know, that have been in that, you know, that atmosphere, to know how to operate and work under someone like that, how hard it is, how difficult it is, the fact that she left people there, didn't give them any help, lying about the emails, lying about everything.
Saying worse than Brian Williams, saying she's, you know, the plane's being shot up on the ground, they're attacking, shows her getting off, blue skies, nothing happened. She's a total fraud.
And like you were talking about earlier with her pantsuit thing that looked, communist, you know, I made a meme that ended up being like the top meme two Democrat debates ago, and I put pantsuit warehouse, you're going to like the way your dictator looks, I guarantee it. And I had Kim Jong-un and I had Hillary Clinton spliced together, sitting there side by side.
I didn't even know you did that. So you noticed that too.
Oh, exactly.
I mean,
yeah.
They're wearing actual North Korea or Communist Party China silk outfits.
That's exactly what it is. I mean,
what is the message in that? I mean,
I think, like you said, it's for these other leaders across the pond to kind of go, you know what? I think she is going to be on our side. We want to back this person. You know, what was it? The debate last night, the moderator was even a donor for the Clinton Foundation. Those moderators never even asked Hillary Clinton about the Clinton Foundation. They never even delved into that. But she always talks about how she's a feminist, she's pro-women, and yet she takes money from Saudi Arabia, which completely demonizes, demoralizes women.
But look, we know Hillary's evil. But what about the women that say, girl power, I don't care if she cheats, I don't care if she lies, she's a woman. And then I've even heard Democrats going, well, superdelegates are going to vote for Hillary, even if, you know, Sanders wins by 30 points, 20 points in New Hampshire, doesn't matter. We're going to do it for her. And they get off on the weird power of stealing someone's vote because they think because the party changed the rule, it's okay. It's like Hitler said, I'm allowed to shoot Jews in the head, so it's okay. Or Stalin said, I'm allowed, you know, to arrest these farmers, so it's okay. And I'm not saying they're Nazis or they're communists, but that's where that goes. This attitude of my team is, you know, crack some heads and take some people's rights, so it's okay.
Socialism is a step towards communism.
Used to, they wouldn't say they were socialists when we know they're communists. Now they say they're socialists, and Time Magazine says we're all socialists now. There's no such thing as socialism. It's social engineers. It's elites controlling the money. They get rich and powerful off of it. Our problem is rigged economies, rigged stock markets, rigged megabanks, above-the-law corporations like Google and Apple and Microsoft and General Electric, who pay between 0 and 3% taxes, and they write the laws and then lecture us all day, Joe Biggs, that the middle class isn't paying enough taxes. They call a rich person someone making $120,000 a year, brother. Okay? That's who they're class warfaring on, knowing that somebody making 30 grand, yeah, that seems rich to them. I mean, it's so sick how they play on the public's ignorance.
Well, Hillary Clinton's also for women in combat. She's also for the draft. She's also for that. And people go, well, you know, women should have the right to join the military. Think about this. A woman has the right to be in the military, yes. But think about this. When you go, when you place that woman into combat, what's going to happen? She's going to fight a man who's going to be 200 pounds or larger. They're not going to have any sympathy for that woman, and they're going to stomp her head in. That's what's going to happen, and she's all about that. She wants to empower women, so to say.
And see, I can't believe we have to explain that no one's ever put women in frontline combat because it's a disaster when they try.
And people think that, oh, we're being sexist, you know, we're not feminists, we're not...
They've been taught all these little phony women's rights.
But they don't understand...
How about not to have glyphosate put in all your water, ladies, and have the highest cancer rates in the world here in America? We're going to skip this network break. We're going to skip this break. I forgot to tell folks, because I want to shift gears into this superdelegate story. You're absolutely right, Joe, and it's about enslaving women. It's about making them work. It's about saying motherhood isn't good, shaming them so they can be slaves of the system. By the time they're 40, figure out they wanted to have kids, and then by then it's too late for them. It's about conning them. It's about breaking up the family. It's a trap, and the system admits it. What do you do when you're trying to eradicate fire ants or screw worms or any species? You target the females. You target them. You end their reproduction. That's all they've done is soft kill you. Joe Biggs, final comments on the new T-shirt.
Like I said, it's great. I hope everyone goes out and gets it. You will see me in numerous places popping up on TV here and there. I will have this shirt on. I'll have it with me everywhere I go. I want to see everyone out there at least go and get one and show your support for InfoWars and your distaste and... At the end of the day, the fact that all of us can agree, we just, this woman does not need to be the president.
And again, she has her goons call up top comedian facilities and tell them, you will not make fun of Hillary or we're going to shut you down. That's what they do to comedy clubs. That shows who they are and what they want to do. They want to tell us how to talk, what to eat, what to do, where to live. And every week have new words we can't use because they're our bosses. These people are cult programmers, so we're shoving this shirt and the First Amendment back in their face. Wear it to high school. Wear it to college. Let the globalists and tyrants try to censor you. Make a story out of it, folks. Resistance is victory. Thank you, Joe Biggs.
Thank you.
And, folks, this shirt is available at InfoWarsStore.com. I saw him walking around wearing it. I said, oh, the new shirt's in. Let's drag him in here. So that's why the lights were only like... halfway on, because this is so spontaneous. Great job, crew, getting him in here so quickly. Now, I want to get into all this news. We have Lou Rockwell in the third hour, one of the original libertarians out there. And then we're also going to obviously have the fourth hour. We'll tell you more about that. There is so much to get into on global stocks. Look at these headlines. Global stocks continue to crash as oil plummets and gold skyrockets. We're going to be getting into that. We're going to get into the whole delegate process and the fact the public's scratching their head going, wait a minute, Sanders gets 20 points more than her in New Hampshire, but he then gets two less delegates? Well, yeah, and Hillary flips a coin six times, and it always comes up heads, so she won. Does anyone believe that? But in this case, they're not even denying it's a fraud. They go, yeah, we changed the rules, the Democratic Party did, for our party, and it's a club, and you ain't in it, folks, even if you think you are, to where it doesn't matter, we will choose with superdelegates appointed by the party bosses. It's like the Communist Politburo in China, complete with her wearing a little silk outfit that Mao's wife wore at every debate, a pink one, a gray one, a yellow one. They're wearing communist silk outfits with Politburos that control everything, and Hillary doing nothing but making communist gestures and communist slogans. I mean, we are entering the twilight zone here. Now, Matt joins us, one of our incredible camera folks. He was obviously in New Hampshire with Richard Reeves covering all this. Talked to a super delegate from California, Chico, California, while he was out there in New Hampshire. And we're going to premiere this video right now here for you. They've got hours of bombshell stuff. I mean, it's like that Jeb Bush thing was about to hit the cutting room floor where he's making fun of 9/11 victims. I mean, just sensational stuff that they have gotten. So great job to Matt and Richard. Matt, so much to talk about here. Tell us about this guy, Bob Valhallan, who wants to take Hillary, I guess, to Valhalla, where they all dance around little mouse-a-tongue outfits. I mean, this is Twilight Zone on PCP. Describe this clip before we go to it.
Yeah, well, I was with Richard Reeves. We were at the famous Red Arrow Diner, where, you know, a lot of people will go to get food, but also talk about politics. Very open atmosphere, great place. And actually wound up running into a lot of InfoWars listeners.
But wait a minute, so what if someone says something that hurts someone's feelings? Is that allowed? Would the police arrest you like UT?
Not there. No, actually, people are willing to get in some pretty heated arguments. So that was pretty cool. It was actually really refreshing. So, yeah, well, we wound up running into a superdelegate, Bob. If you guys want to know what a hipster looks like when they turn 70, that'd be this guy. And he is a Hillary fan. He's committed to Hillary, and he basically gave us the inside baseball as to how the superdelegates work in the Democratic Party. Now,
and these guys are on power trips. I mean, I love how they're just openly admitted, and then mainstream media goes, really? Because the public's getting so upset about this, it's finally capturing their imagination to go, yes, you win the NASCAR race by 5 lengths, and then someone else gets it because they made the rules up. I mean, this is a total joke. But notice how they're hiding it in plain view. Notice now how they just put the whole thing out there. Yeah, your kids belong to us. Yeah, we're coming with forced inoculations, and it doesn't matter how you vote.
Yeah, and the other thing is that you know, this process wasn't originally meant to be this way. They're kind of gaming the system. Superdelegates were used to be tiebreakers, essentially. And right now, most of them are committed to Hillary Clinton. And he explains that even the ones who are uncommitted are really going for Hillary Clinton. And I think this would be the appropriate time to go to the clip.
Here we go. This is him being out in the open. He's a worshiper of Hillary. He's a superdelegate. And he doesn't matter what your vote says. He's the boss. Here it is.
We're here at the Red Arrow Diner, and we've gone further down the bar here, and we found this gentleman. What's your name?
Bob Valhallan from Chico, California. I'm a DNC member, thus a superdelegate to the National Convention.
Wow, so that's the first time I can think of that I've talked with a Democratic superdelegate. Tell us, how long have you been a superdelegate? How long have you been a delegate? And tell us a little bit more about the process of how you get to be a superdelegate.
There's several ways, but this will be my 11th National Convention. I've been a superdelegate since 1992. In our case, in California, you have to get elected by the California Democratic Party to be on the DNC. Obviously, Democratic governors are automatic superdelegates.
So, understandably, that it sounds like Hillary is going to have a huge edge when it comes to superdelegates. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. And former DNC chairs like Howard Dean, who's from Vermont, he's known Bernie for decades, he's for Hillary.
Yeah.
The people who have worked with Hillary for decades are big supporters of her. If they haven't said so yet, they will over the next several weeks.
So roughly, when it comes to the Democratic National Convention, what is the rough total of delegates that are going to be available for the DNC?
Right now, about 4,800. So you need about almost 2,400 to get the nomination. And the way we work is that anybody who gets 15% more in election gets delegates. So this election will go all the way to California. Sanders will end up with well over 1,000 delegates, and Hillary will get the nomination.
Okay. Now, the superdelegates are basically what Hillary pretty much already has in her pocket. How many delegates
well,
is that amount?
750 delegates. My guess is she probably has half of them committed to her. But she's out there working the precincts and working the states every day for every vote. And March 1st is Super Tuesday. At the end of the day, you will see that Hillary has the most delegates of regular people from caucuses like Iowa, from New Hampshire primaries, Nevada, South Carolina, and then all those states on March 1st.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Usual.
Visit GCNlive.com today.